This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Christina Tienza. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we'll learn about the memorial service held for a member of the Kings community, get a chance to hear from the Hartford Wolfpack coach on U.S. hockey, see what to expect for upcoming Monarch sporting events, and check out this weekend's forecast. At a small university like King's, it isn't uncommon for people to become very familiar with the different faces they may pass or interact with on campus. Within these types of communities, the loss of any one of its members can be felt throughout the college. Recently, King's lost Marie Lindacki, and WRKC's Jessica Mulligan had the chance to attend the memorial liturgy for the former campus ministry administrative assistant.
To those who knew her, Marie Lindacki was a blessing. Lindacki, the campus ministry administrative secretary, passed away suddenly in December, and a memorial service was held for her on Thursday, January 28th in the chapel, allowing family and friends to mourn their loss and celebrate her life. Father Thomas Looney conducted the service, and the Cantori Christi Regis Choir, led by Robbie Yankowski, performed a few pieces throughout. Patrick Riley, a criminal justice major and member of the class of 2017, is currently in his third year as the campus ministry student aide. Having worked closely with Lindacki, he provided a reflection during the service. First, he spoke about his first impression of her when they first met.
Marie was nothing short of a blessing to every mic she touched, especially mine. I worked alongside Marie for 3 years as a student aide to the Office of Campus Ministry here at King's. I first met Marie when I was in my freshman year. She interviewed me and told me that the only requirement I needed was to be technologically savvy because Marie and her computer had a love-hate relationship. She had many conversations with the computer and some words on it.
He continued to talk about how he learned to admire her.
Once I started in the office, I quickly realized how passionate she was about her job. She taught me the ins and outs of working in campus ministry as well as the do's and don'ts. I can remember in the beginning, I attempted to do the don'ts, making more mistakes than I should have. Marie was a master when it came to patience and understanding, because she dealt with me, but she also would never say I told you so. When I made mistakes, even though I could see it in her eyes, she would joke with me saying that she had a lot riding on me, because if she trained me well, she could take vacation.
Most importantly, Lindacki had a strong presence in the campus ministry office, Riley explained, and Yankowski later echoed the same sentiment in his reflection.
As the administrative secretary of campus ministry, she had the office down like a science and everyone knew that. There was never an instance where she didn't know what to do, even with a messy desk. For those of you who don't know, Marie had a messy desk, but it was her mess. I remember in the beginning, I started to tidy it up as a nice gesture, and she tapped me on the shoulder saying, "Oh no, no, no."
Marie was a blessing to the Office of Campus Ministry, basically running the office. Even though she wasn't in charge, she was in charge. Through her years of service, the office ran smoothly. We frequently discussed how much we both loved our jobs. I think it is safe to say that ours was a vocation and a labor of love.
He also mentioned how interactive Lindacki was with students and everyone who came into the chapel.
For me, the greatest part of my job is the interaction with our students, both formally in rehearsals and concerts, and informally talking about their challenges, joys, and successes. That is also true for Marie. Over the course of 18 years, many students have crossed her path in the office. She was like a second mother or grandmother to these students. A few would even call her Mother Marie or Queen. They would open up to her and share their lives with her. They would ask her for advice, and she would freely give it, sometimes challenging them to make the difficult decisions in life. She would impart her words of wisdom on them, and Marie did the same for me on numerous occasions.
Lindacki was a woman of faith, according to Yankowski.
Marie also had a deep and unyielding faith. She graduated with her certification in the Diocese Pastoral Formation Institute, as well as her bachelor's degree in theology from King's. She trained and educated others in the ministry of lector, both here at King's and throughout the diocese.
Yankowski concluded his speech with words of peace.
For those of us who were able to share Marie's life with her, she taught us much. She lived faithfully her life in Christ, sowed many good and wonderful deeds in the Lord's vineyard, and they will continue. continue to bear fruit for years to come. Campus ministry now has a guardian angel to watch over us.
Lindaki's influence extended beyond just those she worked alongside in campus ministry. Nadia Anabtawi, a friend of Lindaki, who often spent time with her while studying at King's College, was unable to attend the memorial service. She did, however, attend the wake, and she spoke of what it was like to say her final goodbye.
I was able to go to the wake and meet with her husband, and I actually left behind my White House ring that Marie always played with, and he was able to actually put it on her while I was there. And then I took one of her rosaries, so I keep it on my person all the time whenever I leave the house. I have it in my purse or it's in my jacket. That's usually the rosary I pray with too, where I have been the last month. I'm bummed that I couldn't make it today, but I'm glad that I had the opportunity to just see her one last time and say goodbye.
For WRKC News at 5, I am Jessica Mulligan.
With the Super Bowl around the corner, people tend to forget about one of America's favorite pastimes, hockey. When one might think of USA hockey, you may think back to the Miracle on Ice. However, how does today's U.S. hockey team live up to those standards? WRKC's Dan Stokes was able to sit down with Hartford Wolfpack and USA hockey coach Pat Bowler to discuss coaching and the future of USA hockey.
Pat Bowler is an assistant coach and the assistant general manager of the Hartford Wolfpack, the American Hockey League affiliate for the New York Rangers. Bowler is also a coach for USA Hockey. WRKC had the chance to sit down with Pat and discuss coaching and the future of USA Hockey. The New York Rangers are a class act organization.
Since I've been there, everything they've ever done is first class. The way they treat team, the players, the staff, everybody through the organization is treated well. They do everything the right way. Whether it comes to travel, food, amenities, everything we do is top-notch and everybody's well taken care of.
Bowler discusses why he loves coaching hockey.
I mean, just the fact that I'm coming to the hockey rink, I love the sport. I love being involved in it. I love the fact that when I go to the rink in the morning, I can have an influence on, you know, a player's career, that something I do may affect his path and let him or allow him to be able to take the next step to the National Hockey League and, achieve his goal. I think that's, you know, one of them. And then the other is just, like I said, being around the rink and being around hockey. And it's never a grind. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who go to work and, you know, it's just kind of a tough thing to do because it's the same thing in and out, day in, day out. And for me, there's always something different, even though you are just going to a rink, but there's always something new, a new challenge that arises.
Bowler talks about his involvement with USA Hockey.
Four times in my career, I've had the opportunity to represent USA Hockey. Anytime you can wear that sweater with the USA Hockey emblem on it is absolute honor. And the fact that last year we went over and we won a gold was, I mean, remarkable. And the kids that I coached, I mean, they were a great bunch of kids. Handful of them, if not a lot of them, are going to be NHL, NHL, AHL, European hockey. I mean, they're all going to have good hockey careers somewhere, whether it be in any of those spots. And, it was just, like I said, it's for me to represent the country is fantastic. And I was able to do that and given the opportunity to do that because I have been involved with USA Hockey from the bottom up. You know, the last 10 years, I've been involved doing summer festivals for USA Hockey, been involved learning from coaches, and all those opportunities were given to me because of my involvement and, you know, being committed to the program and to USA Hockey.
Bowler discusses where the future of USA Hockey is going.
The team that played in the World Juniors this year, you know, they've got so many good players, and the path they're taking with the ADM model of developing kids and their skill development and age-appropriate training and all that stuff from grassroots all the way on up is vital, and I think it's only going to make for tremendous hockey players. And you're starting to see, you know, the fruits of their labor, because I mean the players now, you can see their skill, you can see their hockey sense, you can see, you know, the players that they're developing. You look at the NHL, you look at how many players are playing college hockey and coming from USA Hockey that are playing in the NHL now too. I think it's all definitely a result of all the hard work and all the programs that they've implemented over the past 10 years.
For WRKC, I'm Dan Stokes.
Coming up next, we will get an inside look at what to expect in the world of Monarch sports and take a look at this weekend's weather.
Do you have trouble reading your local newspaper? Are you tired of radio hosts speaking so fast that it's impossible to keep up with? Would you prefer friendly voices projected at an easy pace? Then the Radio Home Visitor is for you. It is a volunteer radio reading service for the blind, visually impaired, and homebound. This show is entering its 42nd year on the air and is recorded right at WRKC on the King's College campus. Be sure to check it out when it airs every day at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Josh Groban. My favorite thing about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and helps get it to kids in need, but they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Lynch, with your King's College Athletic Update for Friday, January 29th, 2016. Both the men and women's basketball teams were in action at home on Wednesday against Wilkes University. The women's team beat the Lady Cardinals 77-47, and sophomore Olivia Hoffman broke a school record. She recorded 10 blocks in the regular season game at the River Street Brawl and dominated the low post all night. The Monarchs are currently fourth place in the Freedom Conference, and with the win, moved to a record of 11-7. The men's team lost to the Cardinals on Wednesday 70-80. A lack of offensive rebounds and a slow start for the Monarchs had been trailing the entire game. Their next game will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. against the Sows. WRKC will have live coverage of the game and pregame starts at 2:50 with myself and Vito Malacari. With the loss, the men are now tied with Wilkes at 6th place in the MAC conference and fall to 8-10. The women's team will play at 1 p.m. against the Bulldogs of the Sow, and WRKC will have coverage of the game with Dan Stokes and John Flynn. The swim team will be in action on Saturday as they swim against crosstown rival Wilkes University at the COIC in downtown Wilkes-Barre. The meet starts at 1 p.m. If you want stats of the meet, go to kings.edu/swimming. For all your King's College athletics and for the news at 5, I'm your sports director, Dan Lynch.
And now the weather. Tonight will be clear with a low of 17. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 36, and Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high of 45. There will be an open house tomorrow on campus from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. King's basketball will also be hosting DeSales University tomorrow at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. in the Scanlon Gymnasium. The annual Moreau Lecture will be held on Monday at 3:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. in the Burke Auditorium with Father Kevin Grove of the Notre Dame Institute of Advanced Study. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm station manager Christina Atienza. Have a fantastic weekend.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.